Peace, peace, and abundance, family. Grand rising to everybody. I've been actually wanting to do this this subject for a while. Just personally, I feel like we've been lied to. Of course, about multiple things, but this one thing in particular. And they say that to a man's heart is through his stomach. And I personally think that's true for women, not men. Now, I think to get to a man's heart, you got to go through his piece, which is his P-E-A-C-E, his piece. Because if you can be with your man or a man in his piece, I don't want to put any numbers on it, but I'm going to say at least 8 times out of 10, he's going to grow more fonder of you because you are there in his peace. You're helping him with his peace. Especially as an enemy behind, you know, a soldier behind enemy lines. That's what you want, because at the end of the day, as a man, as a carbon being, as a melanated man, you're already fighting once you step out the front door. Already fighting, conforming, all that. So if you have a significant other that you can come home and be, and she be your peace, that's everything. And I also have an alternate thought to this too. Because I was also thinking, like, okay, you know, back in the day, you know, things were different. The man and the woman was different. So with us now having in this continent historical lows for testosterone in men, could this also be the reason why we feel this way, or these roles might be reversed? It's just, you know, just something that I thought of, because I seen a TikTok, and it was a guy. He was a younger guy, and he was talking about how he likes when his queen put him in his place. And it just made me think, because, you know, back in the day, or at least, you know, to my knowledge, most females, that's what females like. They like to be put in their place. So, with these females like to be put in their place, and we're also at a historical low for testosterone in men, could this also be the reason why these roles might be reversed? Could it be the reason why women are more appreciative of food? Like, I didn't fully think about this thought yet. It's something that I thought about a couple times when I thought about this topic. And it just makes me think, because I already know that, you know, they're trying to emasculate the black man, and anything that's masculine is toxic. So, just made me think. I honestly wish that this was a little more interactive. I believe, you know, you guys could send me messages and stuff, but I'm not sure. But I would definitely love to hear some thoughts on this, because it's like we're entering into a whole, it's a whole new world, okay? The way that we were brought up, if you're 30 and over, the way that you were brought up is almost ancient history. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't even say certain things that we used to say when we were younger. Not necessarily saying that it was right. Not saying that it was right, but certain things. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always say this about society, is like how we get so motherfucking sensitive, but don't give a fuck at the same time. Like, you're fucking sensitive because every thought that comes through your head could be recorded, or it could quote unquote matter. And I think that was one of the differences from back in the day, is that people had opinions, and then people had motherfucking facts. And your facts don't mean shit to the opinion, because facts could always be proven. Facts are facts. I know I kind of went off topic, but it all comes in together, if you see it from my perspective. I don't want to keep this podcast too long. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. Have a phenomenal day. Happy holidays. Y'all keep up. And just know, the new year is not in the middle of winter. Carbon Intellect. I'm out.